Hey, everybody. You're listening to Crystal here with the Plant Pusher podcast. And what's really, really exciting is that we're here with you to always talk about all things plants, colors, textures, shapes, their impacts on your life. I love working with plants. I love introducing you to new plants. And here at Plant Pusher, that's what I do. I push you straight to the plants. Hey, everybody. It's Crystal, and welcome back to Plant Pusher, where I'm pushing all of my favorite plants directly onto you. And so hopefully you've had a wonderful week. So this week, my plant of the week is collard greens. I love them. You can eat them. You can crush them. You can use them for a variety of things, and I am so excited. So I hope that you have enjoyed eating your cup of greens for the day. And I want to tell you a little bit about greens. So collard greens, they're a staple in Southern cooking, and as you can tell, I am from the South. Okay. They've gained popularity worldwide, but remember, we have used them for decades and centuries. So, you know, collard greens, they have a really, really deep, rich history. It dates back to ancient times. Many believe they originated in the Mediterranean region. Some believe they were grown in regions of Africa. But what's really, really amazing is they were brought to the Americas by African slaves. And so during the transatlantic slave trade, collard greens quickly became a vital part of the African-American cuisine, particularly in the southern United States. But what's really, really amazing is that, yes, when you cook them and you prepare them, you're cleaning them, you're scrubbing them, and you're soaking them in water. And then from there, we have a very long cooking process. But they're really known for their hearty and robust flavor, okay? They are often cooked low and slow, but the leaves are stripped down from the stem. People chop them and roll them. Some people choose to use smoked meats in them. Historically, people have used things like ham hocks. And, you know, some today use turkey. There are also vegan options where people are using, you know, simply vegetable stock and seasoning them wonderfully. And you can't tell the difference. They taste just as good as those with their carnivore counterparts. But I'll tell you something. At the end of the day, no matter how you like it, there is an amazing pot liquor that's at the end of collard greens. And the pot liquor oftentimes is the liquid that's left with the greens underneath them. So think of it like a soup that has a little bit of liquid, and we call it the pot liquor. And it's the best part. It's full of flavor. It's left behind after you cook them. Some people drink it. Some people serve it with cornbread. It's just really, really tasty. So, you know, it's like a burrito taco with the best dipping sauce ever. That's how I like it. But, you know, I want you to remember that collard greens are packed with nutrients. And the nutritional value of greens is really important. I even create a soap using collard greens, and it's called Soul Food. And I love it because working with greens gives me that rich, vibrant green color. But it also gives you the incredible nutrients. So as you know, collard greens are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and K. And don't forget about that fiber, because we got to keep your tummy rolling. I mean, moving, okay? Because when your stomach is not moving, something's wrong. Call the people in the white lab coats, because you're going to need them. Okay. Get your fiber on every day and lots of it. Remember to drink your fluids, because fiber can't move in a dry system. So please stay hydrated. If you do a gallon a day-ish, I'm clapping for you. So remember, they're high in fiber, calcium, and iron. And so remember, I said iron. So those of you who are anemic, I just rang your bell. Ding, 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 ding. That's you, boo. Okay. Don't forget. You know, and they're also low in calories and low in fat. That makes them a great healthy addition to any diet that you're choosing. And that dark green color, it indicates that it is high in antioxidants. And that's what I love, because that's the overall benefit for the health of your well-being using collard greens. So, you know, like we said before, they become popular in cooking. But what other ways can you use them in your diet and in dishes? I mean, collard greens definitely gain popularity in the South, but all across the country, we use them in a variety of different ways. And you are welcome to eat them up as you choose. I even make salves out of collard greens so that you can work on healing skin and reducing inflammation in the body in a variety of ways, because greens are constantly giving. Now, collard greens love the warm weather, okay? They are all about a good little burst of heat. So you can plant these in your backyard. You can plant them in a raised bed. You can plant collard greens anywhere you see fit where you've got some warmth. You can always start your seedlings indoors. But remember, collard greens are here to stay. You can serve them chopped up in a salad. You can eat them slow and low cooked. in a crock pot or in a large stock pot. Like I said, I create soap with them. I create salves with them. And it aids in healing because a diet rich in greens means your body has the ability to fight and heal itself much, much stronger. So I encourage people to always take their time. Have some collard greens, okay? Put it in whatever you need to. I don't care if you dry them and sprinkle them on something. Get your greens on, okay? Because I love greens. I'm here for it. I cook them all the time. I love growing them. I love creating for them. And so I hope that you take time and you remember that you've got two brains, one upstairs and one downstairs. And the collard greens are going to nurture both because that stomach, that's brain number two. It needs you. Okay, so give it that fiber and give them those nutrients. And don't forget that you need those nutrients to have a productive body overall. We want a great quality of life, not just the years, but you want to have a wonderful life where you can do the things you desire. And the plants help us do that. So I'm Crystal. I'm here from the Plant Pusher. And I'm so glad you decided to spend your day with me while I push this plant on you and its collard greens for the win. Greens all day, baby. Peace. This show, Plant Pusher Podcast, is brought to you by Possibilities Podcast Platform. We appreciate you listening. Stay tuned. Your favorite episode is up next.